KQED.
A lot of Californians are hitting the road this holiday weekend, and chances are drivers will see some roadkill along the way. Thousands of animals are hit every year in California, and that takes a toll on both wildlife and drivers. Nationwide, wildlife collisions cause $1 billion a year in damage. Some states are taking steps to help animals get across the highways safely. As KQED science reporter Lauren Sommer tells us, California has a lot of work to do.
Finding a mountain lion in the hills of Santa Cruz is even harder than it sounds. After 6 hours of searching, a pair of hound dogs has finally caught the scent trail.
The dogs cornered him in that tree, but he looks pretty relaxed up there.
Paul Hoftaling is a field biologist with the Santa Cruz Puma Project at UC Santa Cruz. His objective is perched in a tree right above us.
He's looking at us. He's interested in us, but just a little while ago, he had his head down on the branch. He's going to wait us out.
Hoftaling is used to being in this position. He puts radio collars on mountain lions, part of a 5-year project to track their movements and study how they live around people.
We've had several lions that have crossed Highway 17 down near Santa Cruz many times. One of them was hit and killed about a week before she was going to give birth to a single kitten.
4 other lions have been killed on Highway 17 recently, but Hoftaling says most of them are trying to cross in the same locations. The same thing is happening in Southern California, where mountain lions are crossing a stretch of Highway 101 near the Santa Monica Mountains.
We know it's a problem, and we know how to fix it.
Fraser Schilling studies wildlife collisions at the Road Ecology Center at UC Davis.
Almost every place you have a highway near an open space area, we have hotspots. So it's sort of a circle of death around the Bay Area.
The highway network fragments wildlife habitat, Schilling says. Another example, a stretch of Interstate 280, a commuter favorite that runs between San Francisco and Silicon Valley, completely open to the grassy hills on either side. He tracked deer in the area for 6 months.
They'll come right up to the edge of the highway. They'll also try to cross the highway, and because it's so busy, they really can't make it. They'll get hit.
That's almost always fatal for the deer and sometimes for the driver. But Schilling found some deer are going under the freeway through culverts and underpasses. What's missing?
A directed fence to an underpass.
A fence can help keep deer off the freeway by funneling them to the underpass. Building fences can be expensive, up to $100,000 per mile. But Schilling compares that to the cost of collisions.
The cost is to the vehicle, injury to the driver. And in Interstate 280, there are places where the cost is about $10,000 to $40,000 per mile from collisions per year.
Other western states like Colorado and Montana have put in fences and built underpasses on major highways, where the projects have proven effective. Schilling says California is lagging behind.
We build about 1 wildlife underpass per year, and the scale of the problem here is huge. Because this is framed as an environmental issue, Caltrans seems to ignore it.
It is a problem. It's very difficult for humans and wildlife to mix.
Bob Haas is a spokesman for Caltrans in the Bay Area.
If we can cut down on human injuries and wildlife injuries, then we'll do anything we can to do that.
Haas says Caltrans is building a culvert for wildlife near Napa as Highway 12 is widened, but it's only 1 of 5 projects built or being planned in the Bay Area that Caltrans could name. The agency also remains skeptical about using fencing as a guide path.
So say if you have fencing that's specifically designed for a deer, it might harm other species. So if there's any way at all to avoid the fencing, we try to do that right now.
Fraser Schilling wants to see legislation that requires Caltrans to make highway projects more wildlife safe.
The agency, Caltrans, has known about this problem for a long time. They've heard about it from Fish and Game. They've heard about it from their peers. They're not doing it.
Back in the Santa Cruz Mountains, Paul Hoftaling loads his rifle with a dart to sedate the mountain lion in the tree above us. He doesn't want it falling asleep up there, so the trick is to make noise and startle it.
5, 4, 3.
He takes aim.
2, 1.
The dart hits square in the thigh.
Oh! Hey-ah! Get out of there!
The mountain lion leaps down and runs by us at full speed, closer than expected.
I came right next to you.
A little close there.
We catch up with her. It's a she, it turns out, as she's falling asleep under some bushes.
Her head is 39 centimeters. So setting the collar right at about 36 would be ideal.
Hoftelling takes her vitals and fits her with a radio collar, making this the 38th mountain lion in the study. Things could be looking up for them. Local land trusts are working with another Caltrans district to improve Highway 17 by expanding culverts and putting in fencing. They're currently applying for state funding. For the California Report, I'm Lauren Sommer in Santa Cruz.